This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our coverage of the law of unintended consequences comes in two parts today. One here at the top, part two after the fold. We begin, as we always try to, with big picture and what this virus is doing to this economy. There's been a whole lot of talk, most of it from the White House, but some from Democrats, to be clear, about the need to reshore a good part of our supply chain. Makes some degree of sense on the face of it. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, much of the global economy doesn't always operate on the face of it.
Some senators want to increase taxes on U.S. companies' income from China. Others want generous investment subsidies to get U.S. companies to produce more here. There's also discussion of a $25 billion fund to pay companies to exit China and come back to the U.S. The goal writ large, bring supply chains home.
We could reshore thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of jobs, if we could figure out how to bring many of that manufacturing capability back.
Jeffrey Finkel is president of the International Economic Development Council, a group of local and state economic officials. Attention to reshoring jobs has been simmering for a while, but the supply chain shock of coronavirus has brought it to full boil.
We discovered painfully that we could not supply enough PPE for our healthcare workers.
He says tax breaks or investment incentives have, in the past, been able to bring industries to specific locations in the U.S. Chad Bown is with the Peterson Institute.
Investment subsidies could increase American production of certain things.
But he says that might not help in a future pandemic as much as people think.
During the pandemic in the United States, we've had outbreaks of the disease at manufacturing plants, meatpacking facilities.
He also warns that other countries could retaliate by giving their own businesses special treatment. Rufus Yerxa is president of the National Foreign Trade Council.
If every country were to adopt that approach, we'd actually constrict investment rather than expand it.
He says tax breaks have their place, but there's a limit to reshoring. Many companies have operations abroad in order to sell abroad. Susan Lund is a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute. She says there is an appetite right now for shifting supply chains around.
Many companies are talking about diversifying their source of suppliers.
Between tsunamis and trade wars and global pandemics, it's dawning on global businesses that having your manufacturing eggs in one basket is not a smart strategy.
But that is different than production coming back to the U.S.
As per usual with international trade, things are never that simple. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.